Welcome back to Dog Pound Report, and joining us is Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal and Ohio.com. Hey, thanks for taking time to speak with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right, let's get right into the draft. What are the Browns' top needs?
Well, I think quarterback remains the team's greatest position of need, but ultimately they're not going to get one in the first round unless they trade up for Oregon's Marcus Mariota. I think that's improbable, but not impossible. I don't think you can shut the door completely on it, but you know, if you stay at number 12, which is the more likely scenario, I think the Browns are looking at probably three positions. I say their nose tackle, pass rushing outside linebacker, and wide receiver. I think those are the most likely positions they target with their first pick in the first round.
All right, Nate, I know you've written about the topic recently. I know you talked about it just a little bit, but really, what do you think the quarterback situation is going to look like when the season starts?
Well, I think the Browns will head into training camp with Josh McCown penciled in as their starting quarterback. You know, the money that they're giving him indicates that's the case. There's so much unknown surrounding Johnny Manziel right now, and they have to see how that's all going to play out. So I think they're really looking at Josh McCown as their starting quarterback heading into the season and serving as a bridge to whoever the next guy is, whether they make that, you know, unlikely trade up for Marcus Mariota in the draft, whether they pick another guy, you know, maybe in the second or third round and try to develop him a little bit, or whether it is Johnny Manziel, whether he can, you know, get things together and be a guy for them in the future. But I do think right now, the way it looks is Josh McCown is going to serve as that bridge, and it might be the outcome of a quarterback competition in training camp, but I ultimately think that he is the favorite heading into week one as the starter.
With the loss of Jordan Cameron, the biggest hole on offense is at tight end, specifically a pass-catching tight end. What should the Browns do there?
Well, I think tight end is definitely one of the biggest positions of need for the Browns. I didn't mention it as a possibility in the first round just because I don't think there's a surefire slam dunk prospect in this year's draft class who's worthy of a first-round draft pick. But the Browns pick 43rd overall. That's the 11th pick in the second round. I think they could really go for a tight end right there. They have Jim Dre. They have Gary Barnage on the roster still. And those guys are two solid veteran players. But when you lose Jordan Cameron, you really lose the threat of a big-time playmaker. And I think the Browns could use a tight end who poses that threat as a receiver. Max Williams is a guy that I studied and wrote about in a story that appeared in today's newspaper. He's from Minnesota, has NFL pedigree. His dad was a first-round pick, played for the Giants as a center. So this guy knows what it's like to be in the NFL from, you know, looking at his dad's life. And, you know, a lot of people think highly of him. And he is that receiving threat.
All right, with all things considered, ultimately, what do the Browns have to do to have a successful 2015?
Well, for the Browns to be successful in 2015, I think you just need to look back at what they did well in 2014. I mean, this team was 6-3 and in first place in the AFC North at one point. They were also 7-4 at another point before things unraveled. So I think the Browns really have to get back to running the ball. Alex Mack should be healthy by the start of the regular season. They've got two young running backs they like in Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell. They have a new offensive coordinator, but he wants to keep a lot of the same zone blocking principles that they used last season because they worked well when everybody was healthy. On the other side of the ball, they've got to stop the run. They finished 32nd out of 32 teams against the run, and that's a huge detriment when you're playing in the AFC North, when teams like to pound it and control the clock in cold weather cities. So stopping the run's a huge emphasis, and I think that's exactly why you could see them add a nose tackle in the draft.
We're certainly going to hear from Browns defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill later in the show. Yes, stopping the run is a big point of emphasis. Nate, what do you have coming up at the Akron Beacon Journal?
Well, the story I wrote for today's paper about Minnesota tight end Max Williams actually kicks off a preview series of draft prospects we do each year. We kind of look around at possibilities for the Browns and feature those players. So there will be more of that coming next Sunday and each subsequent Sunday leading up to the draft. And then the week of the draft, we'll have several stories as well.
Thanks, Nate. Great stuff. And stay tuned, folks. The Dog Pound Report will be right back. Coming up next, defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill tells us who is expecting the most out of this season. And we talk about who the Browns will target with the 12th overall pick.